The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North 5th Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com T-shirt Designs, and by Mr. Antenna. Now your host, Jim Tofte.
For 30 years, drummer Liberty DeVito was the driving force behind Billy Joel's band. Liberty created the grooves for 13 platinum Billy Joel albums that have sold over 150 million copies, and he performed on all six Grammy award-winning recordings. His latest Rascals-inspired music with the Slim Kings is available now, as I've got the great Liberty DeVito on the line from New York.
Hello, Jim.
Liberty, welcome back to the show. I have to tell you, I just listened to your new single with your band, the Slim Kings, called Better Than This, a tribute to the Rascals, and is it ever? You guys really nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I've always been a big fan of the Rascals, you know?
I imagine that you were also a big fan of Dino Danelli's drumming, yeah?
Love Dino. Love Dino. He became a good friend after time. You know, I did an interview with him for a magazine called Modern Drummer.
Right.
And Eddie Bugatti came up to me at we did a celebration of Dino's life at a club, and Eddie was there. And he said he learned more about Dino in my interview than he knew.
Really?
You know? So we became close.
And this song, Better Than This, it sounds like it could have been right off of the Rascals' Groovin' or Once Upon a Dream albums. What inspired you guys to go there?
I've always loved the Rascals. And the whole thing about, it's a very summertime song. You know, and we're coming out of the pandemic. It's finally almost over, and things are looking better. So, but you look back and you realize how great a life you have when everything is really cool and, you know, things are going well, and just look at your life and you go, it doesn't get better than this. This is great the way it is. And, like Groovin' was like, it's just such a great feeling just to be doing nothing on a Sunday afternoon,
yeah.
You know, watching people. So, yeah, it was that kind of vibe. And I said, we should go for the Rascals vibe, you know, that whole vibe where Dino plays the conga drum on Groovin', and I play bongos on this song, and there's tambourines and all that kind of stuff. We listened to the Rascals, but said, hey, let's do it this way.
I saw, it's a little more of an obscure song, but I saw them do the song Slow Down, which is a song that the Beatles did. Totally different take, but an incredible take. I'm sure that you've seen it.
Yes, I've seen it, and I actually played that song with the house band on a set of Dino's drums at his memorial.
And you saw the Rascals back in the day, right, open for, I think, the Byrds?
Yes, first concert I ever went to. They opened up for the Byrds, and it was fantastic. And then, like, just maybe another concert later, I met them. Went backstage, got to go backstage, and actually met them. And because of the way they treated me, they were so nice, and they knew that I wanted to do what they were doing, you know, and they would talk to me like I was talking to my cousins, you know. Dino showed me how he flips the sticks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They're just so kind that I can't help but take that with me now when I meet a young musician, just to encourage them, you know, just by your kindness, you just encourage them.
I loved your book, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness. It opened my eyes that as we get older, we realize life is too short and that it's not worth being apart from people that you loved, which is kind of when you reconciled with Billy Joel, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, if he was the father of those songs, I was at least the uncle.
Uh-huh.
And not only did we make the music, but we were really close friends. Our families were close when the girls were growing up, and we had Thanksgivings with them, and you know, when Christie Brinkley was involved, and, you know, I'm still friends with his first wife, Elizabeth. I still see her. And that was what was missing the most for me, because now I was playing with the Lords of 52nd Street with Richie and Russell, and I had that back. I had the music was back, The only thing that was missing was the guy I looked at for 30 years, you know, in the studio and live on stage, and the one we made jokes with. We used to take something like an umbrella and hold it, and I would do something funny with it, and then he would take it, and he would do something funny, and we'd keep going back and forth, you know, doing something funnier and funnier. And I missed that the most.
You guys, when you were basically kids, you were playing in separate bands, and was that at the point where he asked you to audition for him?
He was playing with the Hassles, and I was in a band called the New Rock Workshop. I was only 17 at the time, and he was just turning 18. And after that, that's when he went to California and got the record deal with Columbia Records.
Right.
He recorded Street Life Serenade and Piano Man. And then when he was coming back to New York, that's when I did the audition and came in on Turnstiles.
And so you are practicing in your basement. I've always heard this story that your mom came down and you're practicing to Billy Joel's songs. And she said, what, you're going to play with that guy?
Yeah, because my mom loved R&B. You know, she loved Al Green and she loved all that kind of stuff. Aretha Franklin. So that's what she listened to. And she's listening to me practice these songs. And she's like, you're going to play with that guy?
Liberty, I recently talked to Phil Manzanera of Roxy Music, and they say that when they went into the studio, they laid down all the music first, and then Brian Ferry would write the lyrics to that. I can't imagine you guys would have ever done it that way.
No. Billy would have an idea, you know, a basic idea. No words. He would have a melody already, but he would be mumbling words, like... Zanzibar, for instance, there's a demo out there of Zanzibar. He sings, as he's singing the song, he's just playing the dance. And I made a mistake. And in the song, the melody he sings, you messed it up, you stupid blank. And then he goes to the next part and he goes, and then again, so did I. You know, and he's singing these words to the melody he has because he doesn't have words yet. You know, but once it flew like that, it was like, okay, this is going to work. He would go home now and write the lyric.
You have played with so many, either played on stage or recorded with so many performers. I'm curious, what was the situation where you played with Karen Carpenter?
We were doing the Glass Houses album. With Billy Joel, and Phil Ramone got a call that Karen wanted to record some songs on her own. So he took, the New York Times magazine called us ruffians. He took Billy Joel ruffians in the studio with Karen Carpenter. And we recorded an entire album. She was doing songs like, instead of the mom and apple pie stuff she was doing.
Right.
She was doing stuff like Making Love in the Afternoon or Make Believe It's Your First Time and I'll Make Believe It's Mine. You know, those kind of songs. Like she was getting older.
A little more adult,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and her brother thought that they would lose their fan base with this album coming out. So it was on the shelf for like 10 years. It didn't come out until after she passed.
Hey, I'd be remiss before I let you go and not saying how much I love your actress daughter, Tori, who was on Chicago Med for several seasons. Really a great actress. Yes. You must be very proud.
I am very proud of her. As a matter of fact, the other day, she did a shoot for this wedding magazine and she puts on all these wedding dresses and she's on the cover. And I get in the mail, I get this package. It said, I don't even know what it said on it, but it was really heavy. It was three of the magazines on it.
Nice.
I looked through it. There's pictures of her. She's just, I love the kid. I'm so proud of her, like I am of all my girls.
Right.
I've got four of them, and I'm proud of each one of them.
Well, Liberty DeVito's new single with the Slim Kings, Better Than This, is on most of the major platforms now. Liberty, always great catching up with you. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you again someday after.
Thank you, buddy. The ever-resilient Liberty DeVito always has something going on, and remember, his latest with the Slim Kings is out right now. That finishes this episode of the Fake Show podcast. I'm Jim Tofte. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com. Getting me down, rolling.
Linda understands.